folks, this segment is brought to us by Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Catfish Pro Catfish Bait and Catfishing Supplies, Ultramatic Feeders, and AGM Global Vision.
Well, folks, we've got a lot of hunting talk in today's show, a bunch. But we do not want to ignore the great striper fishing going on up on the border lake, Texas, in Oklahoma border lake, Lake Texoma. And, you know, I think there's a pattern going on up there, the trophy fish, the big stripers that Bill Carey's team, Striper Express, that they're on right now, and it's using Roadrunner jigs. So I think we should kick this off by saying good morning, Bill.
Well, good morning, Luke, and all y'all out in radio land.
See, that's Bill's trademark right there, folks. Bill, good morning to you, buddy. And, folks, I visited with Bill off the air a little bit. And roadrunners, I guess a roadrunner will catch anything, a small roadrunner from a creek-running, spawning sand bass to a big striper, won't it, if you upsize the size of the roadrunner, right, Bill?
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that because we think of it, it's the bucktail and it's the big half ounce and 1 ounce, but everybody else thinks it's a little crappie, walleye, northern bait. So, we use a big one here.
Yeah. Well, describe the size roadrunner that for the big stripers that you, what size do you use?
Well, you know what? I have found out because we tip this thing with a 9-inch white curl tail one. That adds a little bit of weight to it. So, we have gotten, well, you know, I go out there and tie 1 ounce on everybody's lures and they hang up. Mm-hmm. So we have gotten to where the half ounce with that big tail just falls good enough. We fish a lot of structure. We're in stump patches. We're in stuff where you can hang up. And you don't want to crawl this across the bottom. We tell people, you know, just let it hit the water and start reeling. It will sink itself and get down there. So half ounce with a 9-inch white curl tail worm is our go-to bait with a white head, a little bit of chartreuse in there, maybe a chartreuse head, maybe a white, but always a white tail, 9-inch curl tail.
They can spot that, you know, and it's, but, you know, you think about it, a lot of people, especially maybe bass fishermen or, like, you know, crappie fishermen, sand bass, they think, 9-inch, that's a big old bait. Well, it's a big old fish you're after, too, isn't it, you know? And a striper, I would say, even say a 5-7 pound striper, he thinks nothing of engulfing a bait like that, you know, and then those big ones, you can only imagine. I mean, that's just a snack for them, really, isn't it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I just remember I was down to, before they had cameras on phones, they called me down to shoot pictures. And I get a call, and I go down there to shoot some, you know, 20-pound fish, and I heard Chris clean the fish, and he goes, oh, my goodness. And I turned around and said, what? He had the name of the video is 1-pound shad in 9-pound stripers.
Yeah, it's amazing.
He pulled out a fresh shad that had just been swallowed. It hadn't decomposed yet. Here was this big old 1-pound gizzard shad and a 9-pound fish.
it's amazing how that they can digest something like that. That's what they're designed to do. Bill, I know that Chris and your other guys have been catching some, you know, 10, 12-pounders here lately. Describe the technique. I mean, I know roadrunners. But are some of these fish shallow, you know, in the mornings? Are they staying out in deeper water with the cold temperatures, you know?
Oh, that's a really good question because half the crew is dead sticking in deep water. Mm-hmm. We talked about that, you know, a while back. And then if you get a sunny day and you get temperatures up 50-plus up in these coves, this bait will move in there and these fish will follow and they'll ambush that bait up on these points. And so we're doing both. 10, 12 foot is about the shallowest we fish in these coves, main lake points, stuff like that. Perfect when there's a sunshine. But when it's cold, you got to move off a little bit deeper. These fish will hold a little bit deeper.
Yeah. So that's the pattern throwing the roadrunners, you know, for the what I call rogue fish, the big ones that you pick up. So say you want a dead stick, and folks, dead sticking is named appropriately for, I know most everybody listening knows what it is, but if you don't, it's dropping a bait down and dead sticking, holding it pretty much still. And you know, Bill, people say that the bait is still. It's really not still. It's not motionless. It couldn't be with, you know, the boat action, the boat moving up and down, the the movements that you're going to naturally put on your hands and arms when you're holding a rod. But it's not moving much, but it's just enough to trigger the bite of a lethargic striper. I mean, that's the key, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I've been telling people these old fish will eat, you know, year-round, every day. But when the lake gets below 50, you got to slow that bait down because they're slowed down too.
That's right. Yeah, they where when they're schooling, chasing shad on the surface and all that, I mean, a striper can go, they are a fast fish. But this is, and they can probably still turn on the afterburners if they need to, even in the cold water. But you're dropping those. Now, if let's say we're dead sticking, Bill, what kind of bait? I mean, how are you going to do that? Let's describe that.
Okay, folks, we use pretty heavy jigs here, 1/2 ounce, 3/4, 1 ounce. But when the dead sticking, if you're fishing some deeper water and you're putting it straight down, we want 1.5 ounces. That'll keep it tight and straight underneath the boat without a long scope. So 1.5 ounces, and we'll even go 2 ounces in the wind if you got to get down there. Mm-hmm. But we like really bright colors. I'm talking about circus colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bright orange, bright green, bright orange, all these bright colors. You're fishing, I don't know. You know, we know fish can see. We know they can smell.
Yeah.
But these bright colors just seem to be the ticket down there. Yeah. And you know, like you said, you know, dead sticking is a great way to catch them. I'll tell you what, when you know, it's okay when they're biting. You know, you and I have done it pretty good at times. When they're not biting, you got to go hunt these big rogue fish.
Uh-huh.
Like we talked about.
I've done it with last year. We did that, and looking forward to doing it again this year. You know, I don't know. I kind of relate. I hunt, and maybe I hunt a little bit more than I fish, Bill. But I love both endeavors, and I think of stripers as relate them to wild hogs, if you will. Yeah, okay, just think of it. Okay, so the striper is a predator. You know, he's out to eat something that's moving or something live. That's what he's after. Well, he's going to use all of his senses. So what I'm driving at is the sound of a thumper in the boat, or the sound of during times of the year, the sound of a trolling motor prop just stuck in the top of the water. So a hog, and I've done it so many times, they respond to sounds. They're back in the woods. They don't really know where the food is, if you will, but they hear sounds such as tapes of other hogs or whatever. So they use all their senses to survive. A striper is the same way. He's gonna see. You can see to a degree. I know they can't see long off in murky water, but they can smell. And they can definitely, through their lateral lines, they can definitely hear. So that's one reason, I guess, you know, the dead sticking. The first time I saw anyone use a thumper, and a thumper can be anything from a mechanical device that with a rubber mallet that thumps a striker plate to a walking cane with a rubber tip on it, Bill?
That's right. Yes, sir. Just, you know, people, if you Google thumper, you can look and see what it is. It's quite a little outfit, but Luke's right. You can hit the bottom of the boat, like he said, with the butt of a rod. Some of the boys will whip the water with the rod.
Mm-hmm.
That little trolling motor technique, just putting it barely where it splashes. These fish are curious creatures.
Yeah, and they have to depend on that type of thing. So, you know, who knows what or if a fish thinks, but he definitely reacts.
Mm-hmm.
And that sound of that thumping, you know, I'm sure he thinks, wait a minute, so there might be some food, or definitely the sound of that prop turning on top of the water. Hey, there's some shad up there, you know. I mean, it definitely, why they do it, I really don't know. I don't know the smartest fisheries biologist can tell you, but it triggers the food instinct in them, I do believe.
They're such voracious feeders, folks. I've always said, if there was two stripers sitting there, neither one of them was hungry, and a bait swam by, if one of those fish moved on that bait, that other one would too. So these are schooling fish, and that's what we're talking about.
That's right. An interesting side note. I was up in northern Saskatchewan. The lake is called Tazon Lake back in June. Now, Tazon Lake, actually, I think it touches the Northwest Territories. If not, it's just a very few miles to the Northwest Territory, way up there.
Way up there.
So the bottom line is it's known for giant lake trout. People go there to catch a 50-pound trout. Now, you know, most of us think of a trout being a 2 or 3 pound rainbow, it's a big, but those lake trout get huge. Well, those one of the guides up there, Trevor Montgomery, one of the owners of Tazon Lake Lodge, I was fishing with Trevor, and we were talking about Texoma and talking about Striper Express, my friends that I fish with forever. And they, you know what he said? He had been striper fishing somewhere in the past. He said, yeah, you know, these big lake trout, they're strong, they're big. But he said, you can, they do tire. He said, a striper fights you all the way to the boat. And he that came from the Northwest Territories. Uh-huh. People know that, I don't know, striper's just a, they are a battler from the time you set that hook till, you know, till you get the net on them, aren't they?
You know, I've always said, and they will fight you to the finish, folks.
Yeah.
I've always said that they're the fightingest fish in freshwater, and you and I have musky fish. We lake trout, we northern fish, we've catfished. It is the fightingest fish because it doesn't give up. I've had them at the table because they're great to eat, folks.
Oh, boy.
I've had them at the table close their mouth on my thumb because we put water in our coolers, and we like to keep them pretty bright and fresh.
Yeah.
And you may have a fish that's still alive, and he'll bite on my thumb. And I've been tap dancing there, and a little boy more than once would go, what are you doing? I said, this fish just bit me. He said, no, he didn't. I said, stick your thumb in there and see if he did.
Yeah. Well, that they're all fight. And you're talking about eating. I guess I love fish. I love most any type of fish. Except carp. I will draw the line. I've had people say, oh, you can smoke carp, Luke. Well, I've tried it all. I don't know how. I'm yet to find someone that knows how to prepare carp. Now, gar is a totally different fish. Gar are excellent eating. You take a gar that's 2 foot long or something like that, and use and remove that fillet, if you will. The top part of that gar is snow white meat. Gar is excellent eating, believe it or not. But get me off on a tangent eating fish, I'm going to be probably, when we leave here, I'll probably be getting the cast iron skillet out, Bill. But
well, folks,
yeah, go
folks,
ahead.
Luke ran a little contest on Facebook last year, and it said, what's your favorite fish? And I was surprised when it was all said and done, striper won. So I'm really proud of that because it's white, flaky, mild meat. I mean, I tell people crappie is the walleye of the South, and I'll put striper right between them.
That's true. I believe that's the way I love striper. Well, I like to cut them in fingers and fry them, but I absolutely love to put stripers in a foil pan or a pan with some butter and garlic and basil, sweet basil, and pepper. To me, and then squeeze a little lemon on it just at the end. Get it a little crunchy on the outside.
Yeah.
To me, there is no better eating. Well, Bill, I tell you, buddy, we're winding down our visit for this week, but StriperExpress.com, you're not hard to find, and that's just go online, and if they want to call and talk to you, what's a good number to call you down there and go fishing? Yeah.
All right, folks, you can call us at 903-786-4477. That's 903-786-4477.
Good deal, Bill. And so right now is a good time to get off up there. You don't have to hit the water at daylight. You start your trips a little later. Catch the weather is all, it's all about the weather right now. So get up there and plan a trip. And if it's bad weather, you won't go fishing. But a lot of good, this time of year, there's a lot of good weather, good days. So, Well, Bill, we'll talk to you soon, buddy, and thank you very much for being with us.
All right, Luke. Adios, brother.
Folks, this is Luke. If you listen to our show very much, you know I love to cook. I love to use my Smoking Tech electric smoker. I've had these things, been using them for 13 or 14 years now. You basically just put your wood in a little firebox, slide it over the heating element, set your thermostat, and let it go. I've cooked probably hundreds of pounds, I'm sure hundreds of pounds of wild pork and venison, whole roast and hams. Just, you know, put it in the Smoking Tech and set it at about 200. I used to do that about bedtime, wake up the next morning, and it's fall off the bone tender. Check them out online, though. I know if you ever use one, you'll be hooked for life, and you won't have to buy another one the rest of your life either. SmokingTex.com. And I want to tell you about a place to get all your seasonings for jerky and sausage making at home, Butcher Packer Supply. You can go online to butcher-packer.com or just Google Butcher Packer Supply. They make all kind of pre-mixed sausage seasonings, all kind of different sausages, jerky, everything for the home butcher that you're going to need. Check them out online at butcher-packer.com.